Anyways, I'm sorry it cut me off, but technically it's not a jail, it's a prison, but so yeah, sorry about that. Anyways, and then not only that, so like right after this deal, right, the Saudi prince comes out and says that he thinks that Obama was played. So, I mean, that's pretty bad when you have not only Israel saying it's a bad deal, which, like I said, if they're saying it, then it's pretty bad. But you have Saudi coming out? I mean, that's bad. I mean, Saudi Arabia coming out saying this is bad? That's really bad. Like, that should be telling somebody something. Like, really? Like, that should be like a whoa moment where you stop and you're like, no. Nuh-uh. You know? But no, it's not quite like that, I guess. But in my head, I'm thinking like, and I said it like right before, I was telling one of my friends, I don't know why, but I have the feeling like everyone just got played. And he's like, yeah, like they're punking us or something. And so then, like, I tell my other friend that, and he's like, well, that's because we did. And then, like, right after that, one of my friends sent out a tweet saying the Prince of Saudi said it was a bad deal, and he said that Obama was basically played. What's going to stop them? And not only that, okay, fine. So they don't have nuclear whatever, weapons, whatever it is, but what's going to stop them from developing another kind of weapon or doing something else? Or, I don't know. I mean, I saw a tweet from, I think it was a little while ago, from Jordan that they were doing war drills towards Israel. So, these people aren't different. They're not changed. They may have negotiated something that's with us, but they're still radicals. They're still Iran, and they're still Muslims. And just because they negotiated something with us does not make them friends, does not make them changed, does not make them who they are. They are who they are. It doesn't change who they are. It doesn't change what they are. I mean, it's like, I don't know. So, the end's here. Like, it's coming. We're in the end times. And if you don't believe that, then, I don't know what to tell you, because, it's coming. So, you better watch out. But it's crazy. I mean, that should tell you something when Israel comes out, says it's bad, you kind of think about it a little bit. Well, when there's Saudi Arabia coming out and, like, other people, you know it's bad. And, like, I can't believe all the world powers just unanimously agree on this deal. And, like, they kept having Twitter messages from the nuclear.ir when they kept saying, you know, Iran is not going to give up its nuclear whatever. And they were going on and on about it. And, yeah, we're going to have constructive talks, but we're going to do what's best for our country, and we're not giving away our nuclear weapons. And then not only that, they're like, what do you call it? Not only that, they are like, oh, we're not giving up our weapons, but then they're not even having to take apart anything. They have to neutralize some of their uranium, but they don't have to take any of their reactors apart. The one reactor, the Iraq or whatever, they don't have to switch. They vowed not to switch it on, but it's still there. I mean, all this stuff's still in place. I mean, they don't have to destroy what they've already built. I don't know. It's going to cut me off again. Anyways, but this is just a bad deal, and I don't know what's going to happen now, because that was our negotiation to save Saeed, and negotiations are done, so that makes me mad. Anyways, save Saeed, sign ACLJ.org, BeHeardProject.com, 877-989-2255. Good night, and somehow may God bless America, please. Time remaining. Close. Publish. Time remaining. 0:13. Pause recording. Button.